The throbbing in my gut, the images whirling in my brain were almost enough to paralyze me. But deep inside, underneath the layers of taffeta and rage, some sort of survival instinct was fighting to make itself heard. "Push on," it said. "Get away, far away, and then there'll be time to mourn." I don't think I'd been there long. I could have been wrong. It could have been hours. My head was spinning so much that time didn't really seem to exist. But I think it was about 10 minutes later when a sunshine orange VW campervan, one of those cutesy pie 60s numbers with the bug front, pulled up beside me. "Are you all right there, lass?" the driver asked, leaning out of his window to examine me. Hastily, I wiped my eyes. "Yeah, sorry, my car got towed." The dark-haired man cocked an eyebrow. "What, your car got towed and they just left you here?" There was the lilt of an Irish accent nestling among deep, gentle tones. It sounded reassuring. Made me think of my nan. Yeah, I said, wincing at the obvious lie. "Great start, Kitty. Keep it up." The man didn't look convinced, but he refrained from commenting. "Well, I can't just leave you here. You get a lot of boy racers down these side roads, you know. Where are you going?" "Anywhere," I grimaced. "I mean, Wastwater. I'm going to Wastwater to a gala dinner.